hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. It's time to talk gardening. We've got a little misty weather going on here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Wherever you are, I hope the weather's okay and moving toward being ready for spring stuff. It's definitely that way here. We're kind of ahead on quite a few things. Some people are still recommending pre-emergent products, weed and feed fertilizers, and pre-emergent products for turf. And if you do that now, you're wasting your money and your time because it's too late. Everything's already germinated and growing. It's been far warm enough for long enough for those weeds to already be off and running. It's, so you're just contaminating the soil if you use the chemical stuff. The corn gluten meal, the pre-emergent part of it, is probably not going to work very well either. But the fertilizer part of it, the 900, it's actually probably closer to 1011, will work very well. And then the pre-emergent part of it works well if you do what we just did, and that is get beds ready for new transplants in the vegetable garden or herb garden or landscaping, any of the above, and you have bare soil. You plant transplants, you have bare soil, obviously. You put the corn gluten meal down at 2 pounds per 100 square feet, 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Yeah, scratch it in a little bit. Don't have to, but if you do it, it's probably better. And then cover that with shredded tree trimmings, either shredded hardwood bark or shredded native tree trimmings or your own partially completed compost, something like that. Yeah, beautiful production, beautiful growth from the fertilizer, from the corn gluten meal, and also the weed pressure will be reduced to about zero. It really, really works well in that situation. So if you haven't given that a try, do. You can use other fertilizers, and any organic fertilizer, including compost, will have a degree of pre-emergent ability. But the corn gluten meal has far more than anything else because of the extremely high level of protein in the product. About 60% of that yellow fertilizer we call corn gluten meal is protein. And that's what can, you know, relates to the 9 to 10% nitrogen in the product. Let's see what else is real current. I had got several things to talk about in turf. I'll work that in as we go. I probably ought to tell you a little bit. Well, first of all, the SPCA report. Last week's dog was adopted, Belle. Appreciate that. This week's dog is Cameron, and he's a good-looking dude. He's brown, kind of a brindle brown and white. He's part pit bull or maybe a whole lot pit bull. They've been sending me a lot of pit bulls, but it's interesting about these that we've been having. They're all reported to be really, really sweet dogs, and people are really liking them, and they're moving fast. So check him out. He's 57 pounds, rather, and his picture is on our website on dirtdoctor.com under the SPCA button there on the homepage. The contest picture is up. This one's a little different. It's obviously a tree. You see it right there on the homepage above the fold on dirtdoctor.com. It's one of those buttons. And it's the tree to identify for the contest to win one of our courses, the Natural Organic Certification Course, which is going very well, getting more and more favorable reports back about people enjoying it and getting a lot out of it and all that. And we appreciate hearing all that. If there's any problems with it, we'd like to hear that too. But if you be the first to identify the tree, you will win one of the courses. Retail value about $195. People out there and nonprofits and people looking to get their employees involved in taking the course, which some are doing. There are some discounts off of that price. and you can find out by contacting us. Now, you can enter the contest, make a guess, or if you know it, just say what it is. This is it. In a couple of ways. You can call the show, the telephone number here on the show, same one for anything, discussing gardening or complaining about something or bragging about something that works well. Whatever you want to do is 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. You can also enter by going to the Ask Howard feature on the homepage, or just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. I'll tell you this, the tree surprised me a little bit. When I saw it, I had to go over and see what kind of leaves were under it to figure out what it was. So I'm sure some of you will get this one pretty easily. By the way, last week's it was something. It took, I guess, till Monday maybe for the one last week to get answered. A whole lot of people guessed correctly that it was a buckeye, but we have said that it had to be what specific buckeye it was. And a lot of people might think that's a little too picky, but this was a definitely specific buckeye. It was the scarlet buckeye, the one that has the beautiful red flowers. It's a Texas native. And, of course, the flowers weren't in the photograph, but you can go see more detail about it now by just clicking on the link to the library entry, or just go to dirtdoctor.com and go in the library and pull up Scarlet Buckeye. It's a smaller buckeye. It's not nearly as large as the other ones that some people guessed, the white and the yellow flowering Texas buckeyes, Ohio buckeye, and those kind of things. They all do well here in our alkaline soils, and they're very well adapted to a large range across the country. The scarlet buckeye, more than the other buckeyes, has what a lot of people would call a fatal flaw. It's not fatal, but it's a little frustrating, I guess. It comes out, as you could tell from the photograph, I mean, those leaves were already pretty much mature just before the flowers were about to start doing their show. And, you know, we're here, and when I took that picture was early February, probably middle February at the latest. Well, that's cool unless you have a late freeze, and it'll foul up that real pretty foliage. Usually it's a little bit of cosmetic damage, doesn't do a lot of long-term damage. But the thing that is kind of frustrating is along about end of June, early July, when it really starts getting hot and humid and everything, two things happen. The plant goes into summer dormancy, and there's also a disease. It's not a disease that ever takes the plant out, but it's a disease that hits along with the stress related to that going dormant in the summer. And it drops all its foliage. It looks like it has died. And so that makes it a plant that you have to be careful about where you put it, obviously, because you are going to have bare stems on that scarlet buckeye. Usually, not always. It's a genetic thing. Sometimes the genetics will be such. There's a big one in Lakewood that I hope still exists. I have a photograph of it. A fella showed it to me. It was in a front yard. Big one. It had a caliper of 4.5-5 inches. I mean, it was a pretty good-sized tree in the front yard. And it held its foliage pretty well. It got a little bit discolored in the summer. Well, for some reason, I can't find it again. I wanted to find it again and see how it was doing. I've got a really bad feeling in my gut that it went bare and got cut down. And because I can't find it, and I looked in the general area a lot where it was, and we'll continue to look for it. But I got a bad feeling that they said, thing died on us. We'll cut it down and do something else. Let's see here. What else I need to tell you about? Talked about our doggies. And, a little bit more on the weeds. There, I got a call. This will be in my Dallas Morning News column, which runs every Thursday. And by the way, if you don't take the paper, you can go to the website of Dallas Morning News, dallasmorningnews.com, and they put my column in there on a weekly basis as well. But this question will run in the upcoming column, I think. Might be the next one, but I think it'll be the upcoming one. And it was a call from somebody who asked me about the lines on sports fields, spraying them and making sure the lines stayed there a long time. Well, what's commonly used is diesel and Roundup mixed in the paint, which I didn't know. So had an interesting answer. I'll cover that for you when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Espoma has extremely high-quality organic products, including liquid plant foods with the innovative Easy Dose cap. Espoma also has a full line of granular organic lawn and garden foods, potting soils, and soil amendments that fit the Dirt Doctor program perfectly. Ask for Espoma products at garden centers, hardware, and other quality stores all across the U.S. For information on stores and products, visit espoma.com or call 1-800-634-0603.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And that phone number is 866-444-3478. And I'm going to go right to the phones, but let me finish this one thing I started. The lines on the sports fields, soccer fields, football fields, whatever, baseball, anything, where they're painting lines and they're wanting those lines to stay a longer period of time. And I understand that, save money and cost and everything. Apparently, the procedure started at some point, I don't know how long ago, because this is the first time I've ever heard of it, is that there is a policy by some to mix Roundup into the paint or diesel into the paint. And it creates a situation where the painting kills the grass and it doesn't come back as quick, obviously, and you don't have to paint as often. Well, I get the theory, but putting out the Roundup out there, you know, where the kids are playing is really a bad idea. Stuff is toxic, a whole lot more than most people realize. Details, by the way, in dirtdoctor.com, also in the nonprofit Texas Organic Research Center.org for you. Tons of data about it. And the diesel, diesel's not that big a deal, but it's, on the other hand, you know, not the greatest thing in the world. If you're going to choose between those two, and I put in this column, diesel's definitely the one to choose. But what would be better for a non-toxic, and the person that asked me about this is totally organic and really wanted my advice on what would be a more natural, organic way to go. And what I recommended was if you mix a mixture of 20% vinegar with, or in this case, I guess you could even go stronger, but 20% is probably plenty. 20% vinegar together with one of the fatty acid products like Scythe or BioSafe or one of those. There's a bunch of them on the market. They're basically fancy soaps. Mix those together and spray. I think it will last and do as good a job as the Roundup in the diesel for you long term. It really kills very, very well. That is what's called an off-label recommendation. You know, that ain't on the label to do that, to mix them together like that. But on the other hand, do you think it's on the label of Roundup to mix it in paint and paint on sports fields? No. So anyway, just another way to think about it there. And real quick, I tell you what, I got two contest calls. I want to talk about the sod just a little bit more in pre-emergence. Let me talk to my contest callers here, and then we'll go back to that. First caller, I believe, was Phil, Lake Fork, Texas. Hey, Phil, what's up?
Well, good morning, Howard. This looks like a tree that I have a love-hate relationship with. That sure looks like a bodark.
Bodark's a pretty good guess. In fact, I probably would have guessed that, too, when I first glanced over and looked at it. But that's not it, Phil. It's going to surprise you what kind of tree it is. But thanks for calling and playing with us. We'll talk to you later. Let's see what George thinks it is in Arlington, Texas. Hey, George.
Good morning, Mr. Garrett.
How are you?
Great. I'm thinking it's a really old mesquite tree.
Another good guess. And y'all are showing why it was maybe a good choice for a contest tree, because I didn't identify it correctly when I first glanced over at it either. That is not correct, but it's a good guess. It has a lot of the character of a gigantic mesquite, but not right yet.
All right. Thanks much.
Okay, George. Thanks for calling. And if you want to guess, what we're talking about is the mystery tree that's on dirtdoctor.com. We do it every week. Have a plant to identify. If you identify it correctly, you win one of our online courses, the Natural Organic Certification course. It's, by the way, 15 chapters. Go one chapter at a time, obviously, but you have to pass each chapter's test at the end of each chapter 100%, not 70, but 100%. It's not that hard because we give you an excellent cheat sheet. We give you a 26-page booklet that I did, which is an outline of each course, and makes sure to cover all the questions, you know, the subject matter that the questions cover. So check it all out. I think if you haven't signed up to do it yet, I think you'll enjoy all that. Back to the turf thing. I said that pre-emergence are a waste of money and too late to do it because the summer weeds have already germinated. I should have made clear that I'm talking about Dallas-Fort Worth area and zones 8, we're zone 8, and zone higher than that, 9, 10, you know, down south. It's too late. But especially through what I wanted everybody to know is through our zone, it's too late. Above that, you still might be okay, where it's cooler and those weeds may have not germinated yet. I still don't recommend those toxic pre-emergent things. They're terrible products to use. They are bad for the biological activity of the soil and getting to the natural healthy soil that we're trying to get to. You can get the same effect, like I said, with the corn gluten meal, even better if it goes out at the right time. And the compost and organic fertilizers and everything that we recommend in general will do you a similar job. It's not quite as thorough as the corn gluten meal does. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, website dirtdoctor.com, telephone number 866-444-3478, our newsletter, and I'm going to do one about the tree we just uncovered that I've been telling you about. The next one is right there on the homepage to find out.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs.
They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. What I kind of rushed telling you about was that we've got the incense cedar, which was one of the mystery trees a few weeks back, uncovered, and got some good photography, some video. We're going to put all that together into a newsletter, but we'll have it in several places for you because it's a good one to see. It looked like, just looking at the tree casually, it looked like it was pretty healthy. Texas Forest Service and other arborists had looked at it and hadn't mentioned anything at all to the owner that there was a problem. We took off about 20 inches of soil from it, and the ground cover at the top going to the trunk of the tree had actually caused some damage to the tree. It was primarily from the weed eaters being used to cut the ground cover. I noticed this strange indentation in this big, thick, beautiful sequoia-looking bark on the incense cedar, and I thought maybe there'd been a strap on it or something. I finally dawned on me that it was just the use of a weed eater over a period of time. So it's pretty dramatic. We'll show it to you. It'll give people that are hearing about it for the first time and never experienced it a pretty good idea how an uncovering we recommend. And then, of course, we'll be showing the growth of the tree, which will be this first growing season. It'll make a dramatic improvement. So we'll show you all that stuff. Let me see. Oh, and let me tell you one more thing before we go back to the phones. We've been talking about feral hogs a lot. We started talking about it maybe briefly last week because I put a comment on Twitter and on Facebook about the fact that I didn't think that the Texas Agriculture Department's recommendation to put out warfarin to kill feral hogs and try to eliminate them was a good idea. It'd be dangerous for wildlife and scavengers and, you know, other animals and people and everything else. And I put in my notes that I was going to try to contact the Commissioner of Agriculture. We had a huge response. We had 30 or 40,000 people that responded, almost 100% saying they agreed that it sounded like a crazy thing to do, try to poison these hogs across the country. Well, I also put in there that I was going to try to contact Sid Miller, and I did. I called him. I was talking to him within 2 hours, probably. They returned my call. I know Sid from a long time ago, in another life, but I hadn't talked to him in a long time, and he was very open about it. He's definitely on board and thinking that it's a relatively non-toxic thing to do. It's the hog problem is growing exponentially, which I know, I realize, and that something has to be done. I asked him about an alternative kind of a product to use to kill them, and he said, it's great. I'd love to use it, but he said, it's not legal. It's not labeled for it. The last thing I asked him was, will you come on my show and talk about it? And he said, yep, and he will be on next week. Don't know. Doug lined it up, so I don't know if it'll be in the 9 o'clock hour or which hour it'll be, but he'll be with us next week. He also said something else that we'll get into, and that is, he said he's much more interested in organic gardening for Texas through the Agriculture Department than the previous administration. Now, they didn't say a lot because they weren't interested at all, but the fact that I know he's been involved in organic products and stuff in the past, so we'll chat about that as well as controlling feral hogs. But to start off this whole thing, Tony Manasseri is coming in, calling in today, beginning of the next hour. He's had a lot of personal experience with it. He's had hogs on his place, and he's worked with some other people and has some insight. So we're going to start going to the next step on this feral hog conversation with Tony next hour. Why is it a big deal? They are destroying crops out there big time, and they're destroying wildlife. In some cases, they'll eat anything. And so something needs to be done. What it is, you know, we'll talk, that's what we're going to talk about. And anybody's got any input in that, which a lot of people did on Facebook, we were delighted to see all the people that jumped on and continue that, and we'll continue talking about the problem. It's not just in Texas, although it covers the entire state of Texas, but it's also in other states as well, this problem. One of the big questions I've got for everybody is, how did it become so big a problem? How did it get? How did the natural control of these beasts get so out of whack? And I don't know the answer to that. Let's see. Somebody dropped off. If you want to jump on here, it's 866-444-3478. Campsy, is that correct, in Chicago?
That's right, Howard. Good morning. Hi. Must be a beautiful Sunday morning if I can hear your voice.
How's the weather there in Chicago?
Well, 2 weeks ago, we were running around in our shorts and tank tops because it was 70 degrees in February, which makes you kind of wonder
wild,
what's going on.
Yeah.
Now this morning, I think it's about 32, so a little cooler, a little colder this morning. The reason I'm calling today, Howard, and I kind of know your answer, but every spring I go through terrible angst because I work full-time, I'm very busy, I love my lawn and my flowers, but I don't have a lot of time to be out in the yard maintaining my yard. And every year I get the solicitation, and I do have a lawn service come and spray my lawn over the summer, and I guess I know how your opinion would be on it, but, you know, how terrible is that for the environment? It's got to be, right?
What are they spraying, do you know?
Well, it's one of the lawn services. I called last spring. I said, you know, I've been trying to be more environmentally aware, and, you know, what are you putting on? Oh, it's very safe. It's very, not a lot of specifics. It's, you know, one of the services where they come with the truck and the hose and they spray. And, you know, my lawn is beautiful and I, you know, I enjoy it. I have a fenced-in backyard and I don't let them spray back there because that's where my dogs and, you know, where I sit out on the lawn chair. So obviously I care about myself and I should be more aware of my environment. And well, I guess that's why it bothers me.
One of the things they spray, those kind of companies spray Campsy, is 2,4-D, which is a broadleaf herbicide. And that's probably the herbicide that has the most research behind it showing how dangerous it is, especially to pets. The link between cancer and pets and those kind of products is pretty high. We don't like it just before you even get to that conversation because it disturbs the biological activity in the soil so much and really hurts you long-term as far as how you keep diseases and insects away and save water on your irrigation and all those kind of things. So what I would suggest you do is a couple things. Is this one of the big national companies that you're using?
Yes.
Okay. They all do pretty much the same thing. Ask them. That's some kind of funny sound on your line there. Ask them if they offer an organic program. That'd just be an interesting thing to do. And if they do, ask them what specific products that they use. Also, get them. They ought to be giving you this information anyway. Ask them what specific chemical products and fertilizers that they're currently using, and we can talk more in detail about, you know, why I wouldn't do those things. See if they do offer an organic program. A lot of them do, but a lot of them will say, yeah, we offer organics, but it costs three times as much, and it doesn't work very well, and we don't recommend it. So they, you know.
Right.
So
I do. I call every spring. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to renew. And I, you know, I've.
Well, see how they respond to that. And then get on the internet or go to some of the local garden centers and ask around for some recommendations on some companies that offer lawn care services using organic techniques. I think you'll be surprised that there will be some there, maybe more than you realize. And the other thing you can do, whoever you're using, and anybody listening can do the same thing, you can tell the company that's maintaining your place, look, I want to go organic, and if you don't know how to do it, I understand, you know, you just don't have the experience, but there's this website, dirtdoctor.com, and if you'll contact them, they will give you some advice on wholesale distribution of products and what kind of program to use and, you know, help you get started.
Very helpful. Okay. I'm so grateful. Thank you for the advice. I will do that right away. And thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you, Campsy. And let me know how it goes, okay?
I sure will.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. All righty. 866-444-3478. Dave, West Plains, Missouri. Hello, Dave.
Well, hello.
What's up?
Well, how about just straight cornmeal as a pre-emergent rather than just the gluten?
It'll work to a degree, Dave, but here's the rub on that idea. It only contains probably at the most, I'm not even sure what the number would be, but it'd be a lot less than 10% of the overall volume would be the protein part that we're looking for. That gives you the pre-emergent power. Whole ground cornmeal is a product, though, that I recommend all the time. It's a wonderful, mild organic fertilizer, but more importantly than that, in most cases, is that it has disease-fighting capabilities. It stimulates a beneficial microbe called Trichoderma, and Trichoderma will attack and kill, override, in other words, Rhizoctonia and Pythium and a bunch of diseases that we currently run into with our turf and other plantings.
So it's not too great just as a pre-emergent?
As a pre-emergent, it won't work. It'll work to a degree, but it won't work nearly as well as the corn gluten meal. You've got a difference of, you know, like I said, less than 10%. I don't know what, I should know that number, but I think it's a lot less than 10%, and the corn gluten meal has 60% protein. And that's where the pre-emergent power comes from, and the fertilization power, too.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate the call. Good question. It's a good product, just not for that specific use. Let's see, who is next up? By the way, the number is 866-444-3478. The newsletter that we do, I think I rushed telling you that rather than get started with a new caller. Let me give that the time it deserves. To get our newsletter, it's free. All you do is go to dirtdoctor.com and sign up, and you get it on a weekly basis. We do one subject at a time. If you don't like it, you click off and you wait till the next one comes. But you just sign up on the simple form right there on dirtdoctor.com and get it on a weekly basis. The archives of the past ones are there for you if you want to go that route too. Be back right after this. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health.
Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Somebody called in and said that they had had good luck with 20% vinegar killing Bermuda grass. And, yeah, I have too. The conversation we had earlier about the lines on the ball fields, I think they were just saying it didn't kill it as long as adding Roundup and or diesel to it, I guess was what they were saying. But 20%'s worked pretty well for me too. But my point was that if you mix a fatty acid product with it, it kills even more thoroughly. We had an experimental residential property a long time ago where new beds, big beds, were going to be built. And instead of spraying Roundup, that mixture of 50-50 vinegar and fatty acid product was used. And it killed Bermuda grass, Dallas grass, nut sedge, all kinds of things completely. It killed everything dead. And that's always been one of the rubs. And I understand that, that some people have with the organic herbicides is that they'll sometimes kill the top back, and then it'll grow back and you have to spray again. Well, sometimes you have to do that with the chemical sprays. But if you want to have a more thorough effect, mixing the two together absolutely does work. The tree has still not been identified, by the way. So if you want to go to dirtdoctor.com, see the contest. The contest is a tree. We've had Mesquite and Bodark guests so far. You know, I need to check my email. I didn't do that on that break to see if anybody's checked that way. Whoever has the first one in will win. We'll get it today, I'm pretty sure, but it's a little bit of a poser. Let's see what Susie's up to. Ocean View, Delaware. Hi, Susie.
Good morning. It's switched to her husband since she was driving, and I'm the one that pulls the weeds out all the time.
I got you. What's your name?
Okay, Joe.
Joe, okay.
All right. We years ago, I gave up on a lawn, and we basically put flower beds and then small rocks. And did the right thing, we thought, you know, pulled out all the old grass and put the black cloth down. but weeds still grow between the cloth, and also dirt, I think, you know, from blowing is enough that happens that they still have weeds. And basically, I'm on my hands and knees with a screwdriver, and I'm not getting much cooperation with the wife anymore, so it's all my job, so I'm getting desperate. And we do have a well, so I don't want to put any, you know, bad chemicals down if I can avoid it.
Sure. Well, have things started growing actively there in Delaware where y'all are,
Joe? It seems like it grows. Weeds grow year-round.
You got some winter
weeds coming up.
Well, if you have, if it's still pretty cool, which I assume it is, the weeds that you have growing now are called cool season weeds, and they're the ones that germinated back in the fall and to a degree during the winter, and they're growing actively now. You can spot spray and kill them with the 20% vinegar or as strong a vinegar as you can get. Like I mentioned, my formula on the website is 10% vinegar, which is like a pickling vinegar, and then you add a little bit of orange oil and or a little bit of soap, touches of soap to it. Spot spray those cool season weeds that are growing, like henbit and rescue grass and bluegrass and fescue and those kind of things like that, that you might also consider weeds in your beds, and it will, it's a contact killer. Don't spray your good plants, just spot spray the weeds. And then on the other hand, you can use that corn gluten meal if you can find it locally there in the feed stores, farm stores, or nurseries. And if they don't have corn gluten meal in stock, you can ask them to get it. They can get it through their regular distribution. They don't have to do anything out of the ordinary at all. It just, you know, not be hard-headed and do it for you. And you can put it out as a powerful fertilizer and a pre-emergent for that stuff that hasn't germinated and started growing yet. And you won't have near as big a problem this summer.
And you don't mix that with anything? You just put that corn gluten meal straight down?
It's a yellow material. You can go to our website and see what it looks like, and you just put it out straight.
I do appreciate it. And I'm good with it because I am close to flower bed, so long as it doesn't touch anything else, I'm okay.
Yeah, just when you're spraying, just be very careful that you're very surgical on what you spray. And if it drifts, if the wind's blowing, or if you accidentally spray, it may not kill your good plants, but it'll definitely burn them and spot them. So just keep it on the weeds.
Okay, so even if – so it won't get down to any root system.
In the roots, it won't be a problem at all. It complexes with the soil and is actually good for the soil. It doesn't hurt anything there at all. If you poured an entire gallon of vinegar around a plant, you know, and it went down on its roots, it'd do some damage. But just the spot spraying that we're talking about, it won't hurt the soil at all. In fact, it'll help the soil.
Thank you very, very much. I do appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. All right, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number to be with us. I'm going to visit with Tony Manasseri about big pigs and little pigs running amok at the beginning of the hour, and then we'll get back to your calls. The contest is still open. We got one caller. I may talk to her off the air, Nancy, and so she doesn't have to hold so long, and then we'll go to whatever questions you have at 866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter's free. Just sign up right there on the homepage. The information about joining the Organic Club of America, which gives you more benefits, is there as well. The talk about feral hogs coming up, and then back to organic gardening right after this, so don't go away.